It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. Today's Thursday word feature deals with the sordid world of so-called bad words. Words not used in polite company. Words the use of which might prompt your mother to reach for a bar of soap. You know the sort of words I mean, the worst of which attained a certain cultural permanence thanks to comedian George Carlin with his 7 words you can't say on television, a routine which dates from 1972. You know what I'm talking about, but you won't hear it here. At the time, the words were considered highly inappropriate and unsuitable for broadcast on the public airwaves in the United States, whether radio or television. As such, they were avoided in scripted material and bleep-censored in the rare cases in which they were used. Broadcast standards differ in different parts of the world, then and now, although most of the words on Carlin's original list remain taboo on American broadcast media. Language is constantly changing, and swear words are no exception. In fact, you might be surprised to learn that our ancestors from long, long ago had a rich vocabulary of colorful curses and foul phrases that they could unleash on their enemies. Some of these might be worth bringing back, but others might even have made George Carlin blush. But they would hardly have had that effect today. We'll consider 4. 2 from Old England and 2 from the American Old West. Let's begin with churl, the sort of epithet that dandified Sheriff of Nottingham might have flung at Robin Hood's buddy Little John, the stalwart rustic from Sherwood Forest. In a time of defined upper and lower class in England, calling someone a churl was a major insult. The word meant peasant and is similar to the modern-day term redneck or cracker. The noun has all but disappeared, but part of the word hangs on in the adjective churlish. Next is knave, which is even worse than churl. Churl implies a certain simple quality, while knave betokens actual villainy and was reserved for liars, cheats, or con artists during the days of yore, though its connotation wasn't always so immoral. Before taking on this definition, the word knave originally referred to a peasant or servant during medieval times. Now, come with me across the Atlantic and forward in time a few centuries to the Old West, where you might hear the word thunderation, which was in its heyday in the decades just before the Civil War. Now, what in tarnation does thunderation mean? It turns out that it is probably a lighter but more colorful version of damnation, and we can probably imagine an old grizzled prospector or saloon keeper using it. And once he had finished unloading his supply of thunderated dadgummits, he might have just thrown in a consarnet for good measure. Well, as you may have guessed, partner, consarnet also came from the Wild West. Consarn refers to the entirety of something and is likely related to another dead word, concern, when it refers to a place of business. Combined with the it, the phrase heaps the speaker's displeasure upon its subject with blistering totality. Just think Yosemite Sam, locked in verbal combat with Bugs Bunny.
Dirty Perkish Archibald Flatten Borton Syllabunka Burton Perkaluma Burton.
I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 1st, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.